Record. So start recording Project Bo, and I started pointing out that Sarah is very stressed because thinks these parshas are really hard to teach. Right now, she does 2 year olds at Epstein because you have to teach the same thing all over again when you're doing Pesach, right? And I said that's much easier. Just do the same thing twice. So maybe her students actually pay attention the first time around, so they'll notice if you're repeating yourself. I assume no one's going to pay attention in 2 weeks if I do this again. So, but we're going to talk about Pesach, okay? We're going to do the Haggadah. You can feel free to talk about this at your Seder night, but by the time you reach the end, you should realize that you should not talk about this at your Seder. But let's look at the Haggadah. Connecticut Arba Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah speaks about four sons, and I will use gendered language because I'm trying to keep track of how to translate it out of the Hebrew. I will get it wrong. Echad chacham ve'echad rasha, echad tam ve'echad she'enu de lish'ol, and we know how to translate that: the wise one, the wicked one, the simple one, and the one who does not know how to ask. We've said this every year for many years. And we've read the words, right? And we know that Dibra Torah means that there are four places in the Torah where we have this commandment to tell the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's what it means, to tell it to the future generations. And three of those are in our parsha, which is why it's relevant here. The 3 points where it says you need to tell your kids the story. First one, and you'll notice the theme of the way they all start. V'yaki tavo al ha'aretz, and it shall be when you come to the land of she'etein Hashem lachem kasher diber, when you come to land that God will give you as he has said, and you will guard, you will carefully keep this service. It's talking about the Korban Pesach. And it'll be when your children will say to you, what is this service to you? And you'll say, it is a Passover barbecue for God. And I'm translating Zebach as barbecue because a Zebach refers to a Shlamim kind of offering, where basically it's the blood of the Mizbeach, you eat it. It's not a sacrifice in the sense that you're giving it up. Asher Pasachal Batei B'nei Yisrael, as he passed over the house of children of Israel, Mitzrayim and Egypt, Mitzrayim, when he plagued Egypt, that B'tei saved our households, by and when Moshe gave his commandment, the people all bowed down. First one, right? Martem Zevach Pesachuk, right? Asher Pasachal Batei B'nei Yisrael. You will tell your children about Passover. Second one. V'yaki Yibiacha, and it'll be when you come into the land. Okay, again, mitzvah for later generations. Just land flowing milk and honey. And you will do this service in that month. And this is talking not about the Pesach, but about the Chag HaMatzot, which in the Torah, those are two different words. In our language, we call one Erev Pesach and the other Pesach. The Torah is Pesach and Matzah. 7 days you'll eat matzah. On the seventh day is another Chag, feast day. Matzot yachel, and you'll eat matzahs for 7 days. Lo chametz, you will not. No chametz will be seen. Lo yerel, no leaven will be seen. B'chol gvulecha, and all your boundaries. You gotta tell the bincha b'yam ha'huleh mor, and you will tell your children then on that day, saying bavur zeh Hashem li b'tzei tim Mitzrayim. It was because of this, these mitzvot that I'm doing, that Hashem took me out of Egypt. That's the second story. Third one,
someone once gave me a little vort that the word avur,
Avur, yeah.
well, not
For
ba'avur,
Avor,
but
okay.
avur is in Yehoshua and it means wheat. I could give you the source.
They usually translate as the crops of the land. That's they when
Is
they
that
came
what
in,
it
and
means?
the man, we're talking about when the man stopped. They didn't have the
No,
man,
in
they were eating it,
Yehoshua.
yeah,
It's
in
in
Yehoshua.
Yehoshua.
It's every Yehoshua. When they came to the land, the man stopped, right? They're in the land, but ibur ha'aretz.
I thought it was really avor, but anyway, that's the word. Okay. And
yes,
he
I don't
said
know.
One way to read this is, you know, with this wheat, you know, something about the wheat and the
is
bread and
this week?
baking and the matzot. Anyway,
okay, it could be.
It was a cute little. Because what does it mean here? Because I'm doing this, God took me out? Like,
right, that's the way Rashi reads it. That's a whole shiur into itself.
Oh.
Right, that because of the mitzvot, that Hashem took me out so that I could do these mitzvot.
Oh.
And I'm doing this Seder here, and the reason, you know, it's looking at cause and effect a little bit backwards.
Right.
I'm not doing the Seder because God took me out, but in fact, God took me out so that I could be here telling you this story.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's the kind of,
nice.
And I think that's a nice way to look at that. That's traditionally the way Rashi reads the pasuk. But yeah, right. But that, hey, this is this pasuk. This is the Seder one. The next one is actually about the Bechor. When God brings you, same thing. Brings you to the land that Hashem promised and gives it to you. Has another avor, and that's in the sense of passing over. And you will cause ownership to transfer. Kol peter rechem l'Hashem, every firstborn which opens the womb will go to God. And of that, kol peter sheger b'hemar, the firstborn of an animal, asher yelecha hazachrim l'Hashem, will be dedicated to God. You give that to a Kohen, as the laws are elsewhere, and that's a zevach, and the Kohen eats it, and it can invites you. Kol peter chamor tifteh v'seh, and the firstborn of a donkey is redeemed with a sheep. And if it's not redeemed, you have to break its neck. And the Bechor people gets the whole garlic and sugar ceremony thing, which I never did because we had girls. But one of my kids. And it will be when your children ask you later, and will ask Mazot, what is all this about? And you'll tell them that God took us out with a strong hand. As you will tell them the story. And Paro was stubborn and didn't send us. So Hashem killed all the firstborns in Egypt, from man to animal. Therefore, I offer as a zevach. We have this barbecue of the firstborns for the sake of God. And for the people, get the pidyon haben ceremony. Third, telling the child. The fourth is not in our parsha. That's in Sefer Devarim. And there it's not talking about any particular mitzvah, it's talking about coming to the land and just living in Eretz Yisrael, which I guess is a mitzvah in itself. And it'll be when you come, same expression starting it off, when you will come to this land that God has sworn to your ancestors, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, to give to you, Arim gedolot v'tavot shelo banita, these great cities that you haven't built, and it goes how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is, which you know. And then, and when your child will ask you later, and will say, said, what are all the laws that our God has commanded you? And you'll say, and you will tell your child, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and Hashem took us out with a strong hand. And Hashem did all these powerful wonders, signs and wonders for Paro and all Paro's household before our very eyes. And Hashem brought us out in order to bring us to give us this land that was promised to our ancestors. And then God commanded us to do all these commandments, all these laws, Lirashem Elkenu, to fear God, L'tov lana kol amim, in order for it to be good for us all days, L'chayotena k'yamazah, to keep us alive. K'yamazah is more of a Tanakh idiom, meaning as clear as day. It's obvious that this is great. U'tzedakah tiyalanu, and we shall have tzedakah, we shall have righteous, charity from God. When we keep all of these commandments, before God, as we were commanded. Fourth story. And I'm not sure why the Haggadah brings them out of text order, right? It brings the fourth one is first. The rest of them are pretty much in order. But we know how the Haggadah. So those are the psukim. That's Keneged Arba Banim. These are the four times where the Torah tells us, you will tell your children about Yetziyat Mitzrayim. And we know how the Haggadah presents them. We've said this before. There are four archetypes of children who need edification, right? So I'm going to read those out. I'm going to see the problems with them. Chacham Mahu Omer. What does the Chacham say? Ma haidot v'chukim v'shpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu etchem. That's source five over here. Va'ap ata amor lo kilchon haPesach, and you will tell him all the laws of Pesach. Ein maftirin achar Pesach apikoma. So that's not a pasuk. That, in fact, is the last Mishnah, the second to last, actually, Mishnah of Masechet Pesachim. You're going to learn the Gemara of Pesachim, and the last one is the Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Apikomen. Right? That's what it means to teach them all the laws, even up to there, but you have to teach them the next one, because this is the most important law of Pesach, this Mishnah here. It continues. Yashnu Miksatan Yochelu. If some of the party fell asleep before they could eat the afikoman, the Korban Pesach, they can still eat it. Yeah, kulan yolochlu. If everyone fell asleep, then the meal's over and you don't get to eat the Korban Pesach then. If they just dozed off, then you can still eat. Near Demu, if it was a real deep sleep, if everybody is sound asleep at the table, lo yochlu, they can't eat it then. Okay? That's the Hilchot Pesach, Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach afikoman. That's the Chacham. Rasha Mahomer, what does the Rasha say? Ma havodah zot lachem. That's source two. And we interpret as Rasha because he says lachem v'lo lo. Also because they say amartem. It doesn't say asking. Okay, point this out. It's ki yomru aleichem b'neichem. They're not really asking a question in this patience. The other ones are Yishalu. This isn't a question. They're just saying this. Okay. This is interpreted as a sarcastic comment. You know, Lachem Lolo is it's to you. I'm not doing this. The Fishi Hotsi Etotuana Klal Kafar Beikar. And we've said this before that taking himself out of the community is a Kafar Beikar. You're losing an Ikar of what it means to be Jewish. You take himself out of the community. So then, Afata Keshinav, you set his teeth on edge. And you tell him, leave a lo, use the word li in there, meaning Elohe Hashem, lo henigal. If he was there, you're gonna not exclude yourself, then you would have stayed in Egypt. That's the way it works. Tam Mahomer, the simple, what does he say? Mazo. That's the third one, right? No, that's the fourth over here. Yes, it's source four. Mazot, and you'll answer him. That's the answer in the Torah. She'eno de'elishol is the last one, because there it doesn't say anything about asking. It just says straight out. You open the conversation for him. She'amar says v'gadat lebencha bayomahu lemor bavurze asar li b'tzeitim mitzrayim. That's the fourth one. So we've said lots of things about this, right? That's why, you know, everyone talks about this all the time. That's why matzah is called lechem oni. One reason why matzah is called lechem oni, because lechem she'onin alav devarim harbe. It's the bread that you talk an awful lot about or over. Okay? A lot of talking happens. But the idea, you know, about each of these things, many things we always said, right? And it's repeated four times. Because there isn't a right way to do it. Right? Everyone says that. Because everyone, you got to treat each child differently, that you have to tell them the story, but there are different ways of telling the story. And everyone's different. This is the way Yitzchak Eschalem puts it. The big solution to the Torah-ic conundrum of why mitzvah is repeated so many times, of telling the story, said, unlike like mitzvot, which only need be presented once, because the mode and method of performance is essentially fixed. There's only one way to do it. Just here's the mitzvah, you do it. This mitzvah can only be properly fulfilled by responding intelligently, thoughtfully, and deliberately to the child on his, her own terms. The teacher repeats it multiple times in different ways because there are lots of ways to tell the story. I want to look at one thing here, was the fact that in the Haggadah, the Chacham and the Rasha are not giving the answers in the Torah. Okay? The Chacham doesn't get a pasuk at all. Right? He just says, here's the Mishnah. Even though in the Torah, this particular one says, you know, my do it, and it gives an answer. Says that explicitly. What we're calling the Rasha says, Amartem Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem. And instead, we're quoting the last, the Higad Labincha, for the Rasha also. So the one who doesn't ask at all, we say Higad Labincha. And for the Rasha, we say Higad Labincha in the Haggadah. You're not saying the Torah one. The Tam, it says exactly. It says Mazot, and we answer him, right? Tom's in the Haggadah says Mazot and answers, you say, tell him, Amad b'chozek yad hutsiyana. Tell him exactly that. So Tom is exactly what it says. And the Enon Yadid shows exactly what it says. Chacham and Rasha are different. The Kli Yakar specifically looks at the Rasha. What the Rasha says, I'm going to keep scrolling back here, right? The one we're terming Rasha, it says, Yomru alechem b'nechem ma'avdo adot lachem, what is the service? And then the answer is, Amartem zevach Pesach. Hu LaHashem, this is the Pesach offering. Plus, this is what happened. So Yakar, though, says the Mishnah is the Haggadah is different. And the Haggadah I want to emphasize is a Tana. This is basically a Mishnaic statement. This has halachic significance. You can't just dismiss the Haggadah. The key word, though, is the af. When the Haggadah says, right? Va'af ata haket shinav, means in addition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You do what the Torah says. We know that. But also, I want you to say, Bavur ze'asash sham li b'tzeti Mitzrayim. And we're saying that the Chacham says also. Va'af ata emorlo. Also. You say what the Torah says, and then you can also add this. That's the key thing. In addition to what the Torah says, the Baal HaKadah says you need to do more. So what does the Torah say? It says, Ramatem Zevach Pesach. So it says, the way you understand this, this is source 9. Shepasuk Vamartem Zevach Pesach. When it says, when the Rasha says, Ma'avad Dazot Lachem, you're going to say, Amartem Zevach Pesach. He says, Eino nikshar in pasuk shalamala klal. It's not connected to the previous pasuk. It's not an answer. Hu milta ba'afei nafshi. It's a separate comment. It's a separate law. Haraya zek ki hayalo lomar, because it should have said, Vermartem aleihem. It doesn't say you will say back to them. The other time it says, Vermarte elav, you will say to him. You will say to him. Here it says, Vermartem. You're just going to say it. When you say, Zevach Pesach, you're not addressing the question of Ma'ava does it lochem. The Od Kasha, another thing that try to understand the Torah there by that one time what we're calling the Rasha, Lama Amar B'chol Makom Ala Pesach, Vavadata Tavada, right? Normally it says, Avadata, you will do this, you will serve this service. V'kan, Amar Ushmartema Tavada. In this case it says Shmartema, you will keep it careful, you will guard it. But Od Kasha, another problem with the pasuk about the Rasha is Shebechol Makom Kara Banim B'Lashin Yachid, that everywhere else it's Bincha, Elav. Here it's Benechem. It's plural. Kana Marbayaki Yomru Lachem Benechem, Brachan Rabim. So he puts that together. And Levadai, Shekamedaber, Bizman She Yakumu Harbe Banim Sorim. That's a time when that's when cynicism is rife. It's multiple children are giving you the talk back of what's the point of all of this. That's why it's plural. La Ros Pinat Avodah Zo, they're trying to destroy this facet of this avodah, hashpita ta'am imlachad avodah tashem yitbarach, and they're going to turn everyone away from serving Hashem. Vur otam marsim tricha avodah shimur biyotel. That's why it's shmartem. Your time when you have people saying, multiple people saying ma'avodot lachem, then it's got to be shmartem at avodah. So this rebellious generation, Amar Shmar Temat Vada, you need to be careful about it. Tishmura Tashlo Teres. Be careful, don't let it be lost. Lachen Nakapanechem, Lashon Rabim, that's why it's plural. Gibavor Eze Yachid, because we got one kid who's talking back, Hamalig, one cynic, one mocking person, Eshikashimura Kokach. You can deal with that. When everyone's into cynicism, that's a problem. And it says after, and the response to that is, you will say, this is a Korban Pesach, milta ba'afei nafshehu, it is an independent thing. Fisha amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, mishlo amar shlo shadu barim, elu Pesach lo yotzei dechavato, you have to say it out loud. You have to mention the Korban Pesach when you're eating it. And what I would say that is that it is said to the community. In other words, you're faced with the cynics saying, what's the point? And you need to tell each other explicitly, this is the Korban Pesach because Hashem took us out. That response is to everyone else, not so much. The response of Amartam Zevach Pesachu is not to the Ben Rasha. It is to everyone else who's going to be influenced by it. You need to reinforce it.
Is the plural in the Ben Elav and Aleihem or in Amartem or Amarta?
No, it is Kiyamru Aleichem Benechem. There's a plural.
Here it is.
Right. Because it doesn't say, and you plural, but that's, it doesn't say Aleichem because it's not addressed to them. This is, okay, yeah, he's being cynical. We're going to still keep Pesach. Amartem, not to them. The other ones are, we got to tell
that's singular.
Yeah. Kishalcha bincha. Look at where it says to talk to Ben explicitly is singular. Marta elav, you'll sell them him singular, and Yishalcha bincha singular, or Marta lebincha singular.
So the amartem matches the plural. Benechem,
right? It's a communal response to a communal problem.
Uh-huh.
But the Baal Haggadah is saying, va'af, even though there's these cynics and you're kind of dealing with your own problems, trying to keep everybody else in, you still have to say, because it is the halacha for everyone. That's halacha bagada, where they ask or not, even if they're completely off the derech, that applies to all our children. They're cynical, you still have to tell them the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're sitting there. You brought them into the Seder table. They're rolling their eyes. They're muttering cynically, waiting to get onto their phones. And I added, of course, not our children, obviously. Wouldn't do such a thing. We're not be rolling their eyes or muttering cynically under their breath. It could happen. Okay, the Russia is not excluded from the community. But af ata haket shinav is actually an expression of inclusion. The Torah doesn't say that. But Balakada says, you still have to do it. Even though Amartem not Aleihem, Amartem Zavach Pesach, still, Igad to Bincha applies to everyone across the board. And if they exclude themselves from the Klal, then we tell them the consequences of that, which is a Leave Lo, but it's not inherent. We're not excluding them. So then the question is, what about the Chacham? The Chacham, again, isn't... The Chacham's answer in the Haggadah is not the answer the Torah gives. And I haven't seen anyone say what's going on. There are people there. I'm going to give my own thoughts on this, okay? So you can reject it there. So we'll look at the question, look at the answer in the Torah. So we're going to go back to the Chacham, where we're caught. It says, Yishalcha b'dcha machor le'mor, ma'hai dod v'chukim v'shvatim asher tziva Hashem elkeinotcha. Right, what are the laws? The edot, the testimonies, the laws, the statutes that God has commanded, our God has commanded us. And that's Vita. Hi, Davida. Hey, that looks like your house.
Yeah, I came home last night. Yay.
Wow.
Yay. Everything okay?
Yeah.
I told Phil, baby's heart rate's okay.
Yeah, I think they said it was like a tactical thing, like it was picking up my heart rate.
Oh.
It's just it was picking it up at the wrong time, like so whatever. Everything was fine.
That's
So,
good. They keep you on the
well,
Hedepan.
yeah, I but then yeah, I'm interested in it. I still take it every 6 hours, but then my doctor said that you take it till 37 weeks, but in the hospital
Okay.
they said till 34. And I was looking it up after. NIH says 37, but in it looks like in the EU it's 34. So I don't
Okay.
know. But I don't think it's making any difference because I'm still like.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, certainly talking to the OBs here, it's that's standard of care.
It's standard of care, but I don't think
Yeah.
it's doing like I don't.
Okay. Well, you won't have high blood pressure.
But
Right.
I'm
Okay, so
here
I have to remember
now.
we have to remember I
Oh,
should pause the recording to talk about all of this.
okay, yeah, sorry.
Nothing personal here. Okay, well, it's good to see you.
You're out of breath.
Shatava.
Wow.
Okay, we're talking about the force that talking about the Chacham, right? The Hagbal Haggadah says the Chacham asked my Adot, and you will tell him the Mishnah in Gemara. You teach him the Gemara Pesachim, Eim Haftirah Achar Pesach. The Torah though doesn't say that. It says V'amartah l'bincha, and you will tell your child. We were slaves to part of Egypt. Hashem took us out with a strong hand. And Hashem sent all these signs and wonders, etc.
These are the Arba
These are Rabbanim.
Banim.
Right. Right. There are four psukim that tell us there's a halacha of telling your children about Mitzrayim. So the Torah doesn't. Tells you that you're not supposed to, you don't answer the question. The kid's asking, what are the laws? What are the halachot? And you tell them the story. Where the laws come from? Why are we keeping them? There's nothing there about what are the laws, right? Mahay dot, and your final answer is, And after you see Mitzrayim, Hashem gave you these those commandments, and it should be good for us as we live in this land. There's no answer
That's in
there.
the Torah, not in the
Right.
Haggadah.
Right. The Torah doesn't say that. Right.
Because the Haggadah does give him halachot,
Right.
right?
Right. That's where I'm looking at that. Okay.
Mm.
So the Chacham asks, what are the laws? And we tell him the history. We tell him why are the laws, not what are the laws. So the Torah is telling us that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. It is the story. That's the mitzvah, right?
Wait, the
What
Sipur is the Sipur. Wait.
the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is the Sipur is this telling the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's not telling the learning the laws of the of Pesach and of the laws of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, right? The way
Sipur itself.
right. We're supposed to talk about it, right? That's why it says explicitly in the Haggadah. We read that mitzvah aleinu lesaper b'tziat Mitzrayim. We need to tell the story of tziat Mitzrayim. And whoever tells more about the story, hareiz mishubach is to be praised. Because there are really two models for the Seder. Talking about the Seder, the matzah is lechem oni, is onim alav devarim harbe, that we talk a lot about it, we talk all night. There are two talk all night stories. One of them we know, of course, we read it in the Haggadah. The Baal Haggadah includes that one. It's from Mechilta. Masa Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, Rezai, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, to Mesubin B'nei Brak. Right? They were all feasting in B'nei Brak, which was Rabbi Akiva's hometown. Oyu Mesaprim B'tziat Mitzrayim, Kol Laila, and they were talking about the story of B'tziat Mitzrayim all night. Ad Shabbo, Talmidehem, Vamrulahem, and until their students came and said, Rabbeinu, Higiyaz Man Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharit, it's time to daven. We know that story. The other story is in the Tosefta. Master Rabban Gamliel Zakenim. There's Rabban Gamliel, so that's the generation, that's the generation that before Rabbi Akiva, who's a Canaan and all the elders with him, Bitus ben Zunin, and they were all having their Seder in the house of Bitus ben Zunin, Belud, in Lud, right near the airport. And they were talking about the laws of Pesach all night. Mm-hmm. Until the rooster crowed. So they got up, and acknowledged each other, and they went to shul at that point.
It's like a very striking parallel. Like it's right. Almost
yes.
the same.
Well, once you put them next to each other, that's the parallel, right? It's clear, right? Do we spend the night telling the story? And in fact, you notice they're not concentrating on halakha, that their students have to come and tell them, oh yeah, it's time to go daven now. Opposed to Rabbi Gamliel, they're spending the night in halakha pilpul, right? What's the halakha of the Pesach? You know, we need four, is it four cups? Is it a cup in itself? Are they separate? All these other halakhot. And they're, no, okay, it's time to daven. You know, they know that. They get up themselves. There's no students telling them. They're dealing in halakha Pesach. Two different ways of spending the night dealing with Pesach. So which one do we choose? We know what the Baal Gada chose, right? Baal Gada said explicitly, it's the first one, the Safer Yetziyat Mitzrayim.
I see, for, can I ask you a question? For source 10, you quoted the Haggadah as the source, but is there another source that says Mitzvah Aleinu L'Safer Yetziyat Mitzrayim?
That's the words in the, from the Mishnah.
Okay.
Right, but where's the Torah commandment to tell the story of Mitzrayim?
Well, we gotta tell the bincha
by miyomahu ba'avur ze asha semli b'tzeti Mitzrayim.
Oh,
that is the mitzvah literally of Haggadah. He got it to the bincha, and as I said, when I said the Russia, that's a mitzvah for everybody. That always applies.
Vigata is different than like l'saper. Vigata is like just say it, and l'saper is like the spend the whole night thing.
Okay, right. So I mean that's. Yeah, that is a Mishnaic comment there. You got the bincha, you'll say that. So what the Baal Haggadah says, right? Up here. Chacham Ma'omer, right? And it says, Va'af Ata Amorlo. Just like the with the Russia one, he says, Va'af. And also, I mean, the Baal Haggadah says, you need to tell the Sefer Yetziyat Mitzrayim. That's what the Torah says. When it says Avadim Hayinu from Mitzrayim, etc., you say that. Va'af man, and in addition, because the Chacham, he needs that, he wants to know the laws, you can start doing the Gemara there. You can look at the Mishnah, you can go through all the lachot, Emaftira Chacham Pesach Tomin, etc. So he's saying Afata Morla Chacham Pesach means, in addition, the Baal God is giving us a het there. You're allowed to spend the night. It's not ideal, but once you fulfill this mitzvah of Higad Lebincha, you said it once, and you tell him, Avadim Hayinu L'Far Mitzrayim, you give him this answer there, then you can indulge his intellectual fervor in the halacha. That's the kind of kid you have. That's the one he wants to know the halacha, that's okay. But it's not the ideal. That's not what sort of should be happening. That night, there are places to sit and learn the Gemara. Seder night's not it.
I really like this.
It's a very different perspective of the Chacham, right? Because normally we look at the Chacham as a perfect child, right? You got the Chacham who does everything right, and the Rasha is all wrong, and the Tam, okay, and the Indolisho we got to deal with, right? But really, realizing that the Baal Haggadah is saying Va'af, you can do that, and also Nitzvah the Torah tells us. That our children are not perfect, present company accepted.
Okay. Well, it makes me think also, like, in a classroom, you know, like, you have the students who are just, like, you know, not interested, I don't want to be here, what's the point?
Right.
And then you have the middle ones who are sort of, like, easier, but, like, kind of more boring, and then you have the really smart ones who, it's awesome, but it's not, like, they're not, the highest students are not perfect, like by any means. Those are not those are the ones who are like gonna challenge you and gonna like push, you know. So it's,
and in
it's,
this case, definitely doesn't, they're kind of missing the point of what they're supposed to do. They're focused, they want to learn that, right?
Well, it's like the students who always ask all like the tangential questions because they're thinking on such a big, broad application-based picture instead of like,
We
you
got
know,
through
so
that.
like this is off the syllabus, but
But
that's
this,
like the
how come I
difference.
say, I saw the joke once and I haven't found it again, so I can't give you a source about how the Ein Yaakov teaches you which parts you can skip.
The Ein Yaakov
The
teaches you
Ein
which.
Yaakov is a collection of the Gadata and the Gemara, where it's just the Gadata.
Yeah.
So if you're the kind of student who reads the Ein Yaakov to know which parts of the Gemara you can skip when you're learning, because the only parts you really want to learn are the halachic sides of it, then that's the Chacham. I just want to do that, right? The whole point is halacha. I mean, and that's there's a place for that.
I
Okay.
like that he gets this whole thing from that little word, ba'af.
That's me,
Like,
though, you
who
know,
pays
right?
attention to that, ba'af?
That's.
Good
So like I
job.
said, this is my. I'm going to take credit because I haven't seen that elsewhere. This is my answer.
The af is a very striking, like Phil's saying, it's a very striking word. It clearly is.
But I will end with a point that there is one child who is perfect. Okay, that's there. You, that's your Ein Yaakov. Okay, so that so Jack read that so he
F
knows.
studies it,
Oh,
religiously.
good.
What not to?
Okay,
He's
Jack doesn't study
terrible.
it so he knows which parts to skip.
He's the Chacham who is not
Yes, I know.
perfect.
I say we're all chachamim,
He's
right? We're all
not perfect.
brisker in our minds, right? The halacha is the sum total of everything. Not perfect, right? But the
But
who is called perfect? Which child is perfect?
Michael Shapiro.
Thank you. No, I would say DeVita, but yeah, we can give Michael that.
Not the others,
I
but
don't know your
Michael.
other kids. I don't know your other, so I can't judge them. Michael is wonderful. But the word Tam, remember, there is a Chacham Rasha Tam Ein Delisha. Tam means perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, in the Torah, in Tanakh, I looked this up. It means righteous, tamim. You know, Hashem is tamim, sure, tamim palo. It means complete, tam kol ador. It never refers to a lack of intellectual ability, right?
Even though we translate it as the simple
Yeah,
one.
simple, right? Why do we
Simple.
translate it as simple? Because not because of the Haggadah, right? The Baal Haggadah is very careful with his language. Again, it's a Tana here. Yerushalmi's parallel to this is the following. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah talks about four sons, Ben Chacham, Ben Rasha, Ben Tipesh, Ben She'eno
Oh,
Deyo Lishol.
that's very different than Tom.
It's very
Yeah.
different. I mean, so the Yerushalmi is very different in a lot of ways, and it's worth looking at that as well. But that is why, you know, we've taken that over and trying to translate Tam. Because we look at Mazzot's very simple question, so that goes with Tipesh. But here, the Baal HaGadah is saying, this is Tam. This is the way it's supposed to be, right? The mitzvah in this case, is the question of Mazzot and the answer of Avadim Hayinu L'Farav Mitzrayim. That's what you're supposed to be doing. The Chacham is not the Tam in this case. And you kind of got to push him back and say, Avadim Hayinu L'Farav Mitzrayim. Okay, we're here to talk about you see, Mitzrayim, not how many ounces in the cup. I mean, you should measure your cup beforehand. You know, don't discuss the difference between the Chazon Ish and the Vilna Gaon on measurements at the Seder table, right? Our goal is Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokim. We should be perfect. And there's a sense of simplicity there in that the sophistication for its own sake is pulling you away from the experience of to retell, relive the story. That's what it's supposed to be. It's be Avrata Mitzrayim. That's what the answer is supposed to be. And that's what our be about. That's what I meant when I said in the beginning that I'm going to talk about the Haggadah, but I don't want you to say this at the Seder.
I think at the Seder, we should translate Tom as the perfect one or
I think
the
so.
righteous one.
I would do that. But tell people about it beforehand so you don't get distracted and start giving this year, because this year is not Sipurisi
It's
Mitzrayim.
like
Okay.
Chacham Shir.
Right. This is a Chacham Shir. Tell them beforehand. You know, hand it out that we're going to look at this from the, we're going to try to do a Tam Seder. We're going to tell the story. We're going to get the kids involved in reenacting everything. We're going to throw the frogs at each other. And Sarah made Gatorade ice cubes, so they were red colored to look like Barad, and they all threw it at a picture of an Egyptian.
That sounds so
Because
painful. Wait, not a
they didn't throw at
person.
each other. That would have been
Ice
fun too.
cubes.
But
That
these were ice cubes
hurts.
at the Egyptians. Right. That was their
Okay.
Barad.
Oh, that's
Barad
fun.
was
Barad was red.
Well, it was the fire and ice together. The ish
Oh.
lakaka betocha abarad.
We had barad here about 3 weeks ago. Did you have?
Oh, really?
A pail up there?
I haven't really been home. I don't really know.
We had other things. We had real hail. I mean, hail.
Yep,
it was biblical, but it wasn't red.
And it wasn't.
So Tom, I like this. At the Seder.
At the Seder, we should be Tamim. And
yes.
We are right. The goal is to tell a story. This is what happens. This is how we understand what happens. This is how everyone felt. That's the goal there. To not suspend it. Don't spend all your time on the four sons. Because that section there is the introduction to telling the story of why we tell the story and how we tell the story. We quote it. I don't want to get in trouble with Jack.
That's what Rabbi Shulman used to say. I mean, I'm sure he still says it. He says, like, don't talk about it, talk it.
Yes.
It. Yeah.
Right.
Or he probably says it better, something like that.
That was good, Davida. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And another good week, Davida. Week, day by day.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Bye.